This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number three, with tomorrow's news tonight. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across the country as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, remember that we salute all our military men and women. We thank our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody working and helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there making sure the oil gets pumped and sent back to the U.S. of A. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget to check us out on our Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, the official Captain's America Facebook page. And then while you're over there, click on the like and jump in the chat room, just like we've got a bunch of people there. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
All right. A missile was fired in Iran.
Let me finish with General Cartwright.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. What happened here? General Cartwright was also on Obama's National Security Staff after Cartwright left government in 2011. Well, an interesting thing happened because David Sanger, who's a reporter for the New York Times, happened to publish a book titled Confront and Conceal, and then wrote an article about Operation Olympic Games. Now, if anybody remembers what Operation Olympic Games was, that's when, between the United States and Israel, they put a computer virus into the Iran nuclear system. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because of that, an investigation started, and turns out Cartwright was the culprit, and he lied to the FBI. But who was his lawyer at the time? Gregory Craig, who was a former White House counsel to Obama. So when Obama pardoned, because he was supposed to be sentenced that same month, Obama gave him a pardon, and the response was the president's decision is wise and just, and it achieves the right result. It allows General Cartwright to continue his life's work to protect and serve and defend the nation he loves. It also allows the nation to continue to benefit from his vast experience and knowledge. So, let's see if Obama has, or any of these liberal lawyers, has anything to say about the fact that Obama pardoned General Cartwright. Next case.
Yeah, we'll see. Now, what the hell is going on in Iran? They fired a missile and it hit one of their own ships and killed a sailor?
They did. They killed about 19 of them.
Good God.
Well, what happened is that Iran was testing a new anti-ship missile. It was on a frigate by the name of Jamaran. Well, it hit a support ship, the Konarok, in the Gulf of Oman. So, sunk it. So it was an accident, but it had kind of locked on. And I saw this yesterday afternoon, and I kept waiting and waiting and waiting for confirmation. Finally got some. But, yeah, if you don't think accidents can't happen with Iran, they can. So we need to be locked and loaded every time we're in that waterway.
Well, Fox is reporting this is the fact that it was, let's see here, they fired it too close to the target, and they actually hit the target.
Well, it locked on, is what it's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was a training accident to test a new missile, and things really went sideways.
Now, that's more than sideways. It's down to the deep six of the bottom of the ocean. Good God. All right, now, Elon Musk, I'm aware of what's going on there because I've been watching this over the weekend. Tesla is just one of the big companies in California that's saying, look, we've had enough. You got to do something about these climate things and whatnot, et cetera, et cetera. We're not making any money. We're going to move. And Musk took it to the upteenth level and sued the state of California and told them outright, either you change your Clean Air Act provisions or we're gone.
Well, the reason he's decided to move is because California has shut down so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has asked the governor, because he feels like he's an essential business for several reasons. And the governor's not playing nice, obviously. And he is complaining about, civil rights and civil, discourse and all these other kinds of things. So he said that he's contemplating closing down Tesla and moving it and one of his other factories in Fremont. And everybody, including people in the governor's office, had some pretty nasty responses. So he goes, okay, that's it. And it happened within a matter of 2 or 3 days here, because I watched this over the weekend. He goes, okay, that's it. I'm moving it. So he's got all of his properties in California. I think he's got 3 or 4 properties in California. He's got them all up for sale. He's also cash poor. He might be very wealthy, but he has no cash. But he's finished with California. Done. Period. And he's looking to move his entire Tesla operation and manufacturing operation
is he also SpaceX?
Yeah.
Well, is any of that out there?
Well, I don't know what the Fremont manufacturing is, but he's got 2 facilities.
Okay. All right, hold that thought. We'll talk about when we come back. But I've heard a rumor that SpaceX was expanding in Florida, so we'll find out when we come back. I'm going to see if I can find out right here. All right, we'll be right back with more. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the discussion I'm having with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our new friends, Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature, I'm taking currently their fruits and veggies, their capsules, and I'll tell you what, they're pretty good. I've taken them before. And I'm back to taking them again because my doctor thought it would be a great idea on top of the vitamin combination that I take to take these because it keeps your immunity up. Now, it's real food, real science, real nutrition, no synthetics, no additives, no fillers, and it's got the nutritional equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Now, I will tell you, if you go to the website, balanceofnature.com, they've got a lot of different things there. But look at the fruits and veggies and see what you think. I like them. They taste good, and they're good for you. Now, you can also call them at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. And if you tell them you heard this on the Captain's America Third Watch, you'll get 35% off your order. So that's balanceofnature.com. Or the phone number 800-246-8751. Tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program, and you'll get 35% off your order. Balanceofnature.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Guess what? We have our favorite little question asker on the phone. Let me get to him. Bag Evan Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. Denise?
Yes, sir.
Is the Cold War with China going to start like we used to have with the Soviet Union? They're working on their military upgrades very hard, and they'll probably catch us at least as far as ICBMs and hypersonic missiles go.
They already have if you saw the parade they had this weekend, right, Denise?
That wasn't this weekend.
It wasn't? Well, it was one hell of a parade. I never saw so many ballistic missiles in one place.
That was middle of last year was that display. The answer to his question is yes. I believe that we're there, but nobody really wants to acknowledge that in Cold War Part 2. But I believe that we're there. The what is known is a summary of where we are with our adversaries militarily is that we always want to have a 10-year advantage. And we have been losing that advantage for quite some time. We have a missile defense system, from what I can tell, that is adequate when it comes to what Moscow has or Iran has, but we do not have one based on what we saw in that military parade. We do not have one that could address all that China is selling that they have, okay? So therein lies yet a big problem. But I think what needs to necessarily be understood about China is China's military hardware, their innovative military hardware, they didn't create out of thin air.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty certain that their advanced high-tech stuff came from stolen technology from the United States.
All you got to do is look at one of their airplanes or one of the ships. It looks just like what we're flying around, driving around in. Yep.
Well, we're really talking about their hypersonic missile systems and their satellites.
But I noticed their Navy. I said, what am I looking at, a littoral ship? And then I looked at the other one, the aircraft, looks just like the F-22. But go ahead.
Well, but dude, what I'm trying to say is those weren't necessarily on parade, but it is very important to understand. You know, I've written about China many times, and it's kind of like if I try and really describe what China has done, and I've interviewed people like Stephen Meltzer and Gordon Chang many times on my radio show, trying to explain where we are with China versus the United States versus China. It's very hard to kind of package it all so people can necessarily understand. But it's a big, big problem. I can tell you going back probably 20 years, I remember something like 60 Minutes or, you know, one of those shows on Sunday night did a huge story back then on Huawei. And why we're discussing Huawei today when we have known about Huawei for a minimum of 20 years is that blame sits in the lap of President Clinton with the favored nations.
It kind of goes along with this one here, because get this one, America. Senator Tom Cotton says publicly available cell phone data now suggests that the roads around Wuhan, China lab were closed in mid-October. Now, Denise, doesn't that mean that maybe something was going on back then?
Well, this is really quite important because there are many companies out there that are able to look at cell phone data worldwide, because that's a very big indicator of an awful lot of things. It's about business, it's about commerce, it's about tracking traffic. And China is really the worst when it comes. I mean, they virtually know where every single person in China is on real time cell phone tracking. I happened to look at a U.S. company not too long ago, I think it was like Thursday or Friday of last week, called Safecraft. And we're not looking at necessarily telephone numbers, you're just looking at pings on towers so you can see movement. But from, I think it was October the 9th to October the 21st, cell phone data in around Wuhan, right around the lab, within some kind of a perimeter, it was noticed that there was no traffic there for that window of time from the 9th, I think it was, to the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And then we looked at the geospatial photos, satellite photos, and found that the roads were closed. Now, this was in October. So were there actually two shutdowns in Wuhan? Because we know that they shut the place down in January, correct?
Yep.
Correct.
Yep.
So we have some bigger questions here that thankfully Senator Tom Cotton has brought up, along with Senator Rubio and Senator Cruz. Now, isn't it fascinating that none of the Democrats are bringing this up? As a matter of fact,
why would they?
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy about 3 weeks ago, went to Nancy Pelosi and said, we've got to start having some intelligence hearings. We've got to have some committee hearings on China. And she finally agreed. Well, all of a sudden, about a week later, she canceled it. She said no.
Yep.
So you got Adam Schiff, head of the Oversight Committee, in the Intelligence Committee. Why are we not having classified briefings and or, any kind of hearings on China?
But didn't the Republicans just form their own committee?
Well, they, yeah.
Okay.
But that's, you know, where are the Democrats? Where are they? Because if you want to have a committee, you know, and you want to introduce any kind of legislation, is Nancy Pelosi telling that her caucus don't cooperate?
Probably.
Something's very wrong here.
Yeah, probably. That's my guess, probably, because at this point, we've had so much over-the-top stuff coming from Schiff and Nadler, Pelosi and Schumer, and anybody else you want to name that's in leadership in the Democratic Party, that they just are not going to work with this administration. They're just not going to do it.
Well, I will tell you, though, but for the safety of the United States, you know, here's Pelosi. What is she doing? So we obviously can't rely on the House.
Right.
If Pelosi's out there trying to concoct another $2 trillion, $3 trillion stimulus or spending bill,
that's right.
They can force it through the House without having any kind of representation from us.
That's right.
Because that means the Republican representatives in the House don't get heard.
Yep.
So then, you know, it's going to go over to the Senate, and the Senate's going to go, no way, no way. So she's not running the people's house the way it needs to be run.
You're right.
I mean, the Senate's in session, but the people's house is not in session.
Yep. You're right, which is exactly why people need to understand how this got started, who's creating the problem and the backlog all the time, and you need to vote these bums out, these progressive, left, liberal, socialist, Democrat, communists, because that's what they are. You need to vote them the hell out of office and take Nancy Pelosi out of power. She's doing worse than what she did the last time around.
Well, and, you know, she I mean, just look at what she allowed Adam Schiff to do.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, to be continued, and I know you're going to write about this because there's everybody in the world is just chiming in here about this right now. So it's a popular subject to write about. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, read her articles, sign up for her cheat sheet that she sends out there daily, and you'll find out what's going on when she knows it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Trump administration officials are now warning that the country should brace for more economic problems in the months ahead. While most states are working on reopening their economies, White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett says by June, unemployment could reach 20%. The last time it was that high was back in the Great Depression.
We understand why the economy is slowing down, and we expect that we can reverse it. Whereas in the Depression, there were a lot of other things, a lot of policy errors and so on, that made the whole thing drag out.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the White House is considering a number of different options, including another round of stimulus checks.
The president has said and wants to make sure before we rush back and do the next bill and spend more taxpayer money, we just want to be thoughtful.
This is USA Radio News.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God love you.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. One right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. The other one is up in Concord, Mass., outside Boston. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, the National Aviation Academy is an opportunity right now that a number of the people out there looking for work or thinking about changing jobs should be taking a look at. Reason being is because right now there is a national shortage of aviation maintenance tech people. Now, here's the problem. We have several thousand aircraft on the ground that have been grounded because of the people not flying. And they're all going to have to be reinspected mechanically and then safety-wise. It's a double inspection to put them back up in the air again. There are not enough aviation maintenance techs right now to do this in any type of expeditious manner. It's going to take weeks, if not months, to get these aircraft up. Maybe even a year in some cases because of the amount of aircraft sitting on the ground and the amount of things that have to be done. So, This is the time, if you were ever thinking about changing jobs and doing something different, this is the time to check out the National Aviation Academy with their two locations. The website is NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, or you can give them a call by going to 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Now, in either case, you can take the tour at the one up in Concord, Mass., the one outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. See what they have to offer. And then talk to them about whatever you need, because they have financing for veterans. And of course, your post 9/11 bill will cover you, GI Bill. And those of you that have the pre-9/11 GI Bill, the standard GI Bill, you may still have some benefits in there. You'll have to check and see. But if not, you can get a student loan, just like the civilians would do. And there you go. Very affordable to do. Now, COVID-19 has found its way into the Pentagon to the tune of the Chief of Staff. The Air Force Chief of Staff has gone into self-quarantine because of coming in contact with one of his staffers that had tested positive for COVID-19. And the Naval Chief of Operations has done the same thing for the same reason. So, 14 days self-quarantine, and then again, of course, we told you about the civilian, Dr. Fauci, doing the same because of him coming into contact with somebody. Now, at one time it was reported that the Vice President of the United States did the same thing. That is absolutely not true. He did not. He's going to be in the White House today as normal. But let's start with the breaking news that's out there this morning about Iran. Of all the stupid things to do, Iran was having a practice session with one of their missiles, which was one of their surface-to-surface ship-killing missiles, and they fired it at a target. It was designed to miss it, but it locked onto the target, sunk the ship, and at last report killed 19 of its sailors. It was an Iranian supply support ship that was trailing along with the vessels. This was a frigate, an Iranian frigate that did this. So it's like just a little bit smaller than a destroyer. But they sank one of their own ships and killed a bunch of their own people. So when I was talking to Denise about this, when we broke the story, one has to assume that when you're in the Mediterranean or the Gulf of Oman or the Straits of Hormuz and there's an Iranian vessel around, that you need to be locked and loaded and ready for them because they might pull one of these stupid stunts. Now, this was a training exercise and they killed 19 of their sailors. Go figure. Iran sank one of their own ships with one of their warships. Unbelievable. Now, the other thing that's going on is the ex-Green Beret, one of the two that's being held right now in Venezuela. He, and this is the Green Beret, ex-Green Beret named Jordan Goodreau, he pitched a $750 million paramilitary operation to a group of investors in Colorado last year, claiming links to a President Trump insider and a bunch of D.C. consultants. Now, he also said that he needed several aircraft, armored vehicles, hundreds of M4 carbines, and 300 soldiers in order to do what he was setting out to do. That was said by a former business associate of his. Now, this guy how can you possibly go off with whatever he had, 20 or 30 people, and try what he attempted to try? Absolutely ridiculous. And they got nailed because somebody blew the whistle on them. They got nailed. So, now we negotiate to get our two Green Berets back, our former Green Berets. Actually, as stupid as they were doing what they did, and I don't know who supported them. I don't know where they got their money, but they certainly didn't get $750 million. And they didn't have any aircraft. They didn't have any tanks. And they didn't have hundreds of weapons. Didn't look like it when I saw them and I saw the weapons that they had laying on the shoreline in the road where they picked them up. Now, Duncan Hunter Jr., the former disgraced congressman, former Marine in California, who had to resign from Congress because he took the fall for stealing campaign funds from his campaign, which his wife apparently also was involved in. But his sentencing has been delayed due to concerns for the coronavirus pandemic in California and the prisons. So he's not going anywhere yet. He's free to be out and about and doing what he's doing. Shame there. What a shame. That guy had such a future. By the way, for the military families that are caught up in the COVID-19 financial straits, you can see relief by contacting your local VA rep or your county rep or going to the VA itself or going to the website. There are some things there that can help you. So, there you go. The Taliban is saying that they don't have anything to do with the missing Navy veteran turned contractor who disappeared back in Afghanistan in late January. His name is Mark R. Fryricks. Now, the Taliban has said that they've checked their people, and they say that they've checked the much-feared Haqqani network, and that they can't find him anywhere in their system. So, if he got captured, I wonder who took him. If he got killed, we may never know. By the way, Army Lieutenant General Pat White explained to reporters that curfews in Iraq may have actually had a negative impact on ISIS fighters and their ability to launch attacks. This was because they came down with the coronavirus, COVID-19. How about that? So in that particular case, that was a good thing. Worked out just fine. All righty. Well, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right along. So, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And thank you. That's Kathy Curtis, and she does some of our liners for us, and I appreciate her very much. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by the Funwell Baby SPF 50 Sun Hats. Now, you know, I saw some of those over the weekend because I was out and about driving around, and I went up and down the causeway, and you can see the little ones over there wearing the sun hats. And these sun hats are the ones that I'm talking about are super cute because they come from funwellbaby.com. And for all I know, some of those hats over there might have been that. They're super cute and important to keep the sun from burning the heck out of the little ones. And by the way, they fit people from the newborn size on up to 8 years old. Now, these hats actually stay on because the toggle tightens around the crown of the head so it won't blow off, and there's breathable mesh in the back to keep your child cool, and they're also super lightweight and made for sun and water entertainment. So don't forget, parents, grandparents, newborns, infants, toddlers, they love the funwellbaby.com hats. I'll tell you what, you'll see them out and around. You keep looking. Use the code CAPTAIN15 for $15 off $30 through today. That's CAPTAIN15 for $15 off your $30 order through today. Funwellbaby.com. All right. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Holy cow, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, listen, in a strange but true segment to start out a Monday morning, Iran, one of their frigates, which is a little bit smaller than one of our destroyers, blew one of their supply ships out of the water, using it as a target, They actually fired a surface-to-surface missile at it, thinking they were going to miss it. Well, guess what? The missile locked onto the ship, blew it out of the water, killed 19 of their sailors, maybe more. And some.
Yeah, I was reading about that this morning. Again, and try to understand that they were, I don't understand, they were trying to shoot at it but miss it on purpose. Or,
that's right.
I don't know.
They were practicing to see what the missile would do, you know, fire it off at an imaginary target, and they had the ship that was close by. They fired it at the ship. They thought that they would miss the ship and veer off one way or the other. It didn't. It locked onto the ship and blew it out of the water.
My thing is, with something like this, wouldn't you normally, you know, get a fire during practice routines, missiles that aren't armed?
Well, you either do that or you fire at a floating target being towed behind a ship.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't have to arm these missiles. You can shoot them. I mean,
correct.
Work on, you know, missile technology without having any sort of ordnance
yep.
on it.
Yep.
I mean, I find it weird that they would do something
well,
like that.
Well, nobody ever said that they were rationally thinking people over there, did
yeah.
we? All right.
No, we did.
Now, get this one, Chris. Senator Tom Cotton says that publicly available cell phone data now suggests that roads around Wuhan, China, and that lab were closed. The city was shut down in mid-October of last year.
Yeah, more and more information continues to come out in regards to this place. And, yeah, we're getting more information here in the United States of when this virus first got here and when it first started to spread and what happened. And, you know, what's interesting, coupled with this, is the amount of testing that's being done here in the United States right now. And it's a lot, and especially here in New York. And we're not getting that many infections anymore, meaning that probably a lot of people have gotten it already. And
sure.
So, Matt, I don't know what we're going to do with this information. I don't know if we're going to just punt and let the Chinese off on this or what. I mean, because you get the whole camp out there saying we can't do anything because it's going to screw up with supply chains and it'll just be worse for the economy. But, you know, you take a look at this and you get the information that came out this week in regards to the World Health Organization and them pressuring them not to release further information. What are we going to do here? Are we going to
We are involved in a full-scale media misinformation contract going on right now between our media, the Chinese, are all in cahoots with each other. Unfortunately, the ABCs, the CBSs, the CNNs, the MSNBCs, the NBCs of the world. And what we need to do is end the operation of all the CCP media that's here in this country. We have newspapers. We have online publications. We have radio. We have TV. We have social media here in America. Send the Chinese staff all back to China. Let them go back where they came from and let them report from afar instead of sitting here in the middle of this because many of these people are spies.
Yeah, listen, I couldn't believe last week there was a story. It was on Drudge talking about, you know, in regards to China and handling the virus. And I looked at the story and I read, where'd this come from? Yeah, it was the South Chinese Post or something like that, and then it was picked up by our newspapers and run. It was Chinese propaganda.
Exactly.
It's sad. It really is what we've come to and how we bow down to this country.
Exactly. You are exactly right. And again, all the operating agents that are here in this country and agencies of the Chinese Communist Party, they're in the USA, they're in government, they're in education, they're in media, they're in the military, they're in business, they're in banking, they're in finance. We need to investigate where they are, the damages they've done to the country, and then use the legal process to boot them the hell out of the country and say, see ya, don't need ya. Now, as far as what we're going to do to China, first thing I do is tell them, hey, you know that money we owe you? We're not going to pay you back. You owe us money.
Well, it's going to be difficult to do because the reason why I have a tough time with that is because it's a global market for U.S. bonds. So you start doing that, and then other people are going to start saying, well, you know what, they might do that to us too. I don't know how we would pull that off. It's because, again, when they lend us money, in essence, they're buying U.S. bonds, and lots of people have them all over. So we're going to say, okay, we're just going to invalidate these bonds. I don't know how it's going to be possible. We're kind of stuck right now because of our spending and the amount of money that we have to borrow all the time. One way might be you want to buy them back and just rid ourselves of this. But, I mean, Matt, you know, who in the right mind, like I said, I always lament the fact that we spend all this money on our military to defend this country and, you know, I would say our biggest adversary would be China, not Russia. Russia obviously has nuclear weapons, but, I mean, their conventional forces.
China has become the number one adversary of the United States. Their military has grown in exponentially and all of the different things. Did you see the missiles they brought out in parade, the intercontinental ballistic missiles?
Yeah, it doesn't mean that they're obviously up to snuff to the stuff that we have. I know that they are now a member of the triad because they now have a stealth bomber and they can deliver nukes via land, sea, and air as well. However, you know, if this is the case, why are we educating their kids in our colleges and universities and teaching them all the science and technology?
Good question.
To fight us? You know, it doesn't make any sense.
Good question.
We didn't do that during the Cold War. We weren't outsourcing our supply chains to the Soviet Union, and we weren't educating their kids in our universities.
No. Now, let me ask you a question. Did you happen to see MSNBC's Meet the Press yesterday?
No, I can't watch that stuff anymore.
Well, if you had been watching it yesterday, and I didn't, but I saw the video they were talking about, they went in and chopped off some of Attorney General Barr's comments about Lieutenant General Mike Flynn to create a totally different story than what the actual true story was, only this time they got caught at it, and one of the reporters that was sitting there, I forget her name, but she's one of the older senior reporters in Washington, D.C. that's been around a long time, but she caught him at it, and they didn't say a word, and then afterwards, the NBC News president had to come out and admit that Chuck Todd's Meet the Press hacking of the story and changing the definition of what it was by what they did to it was wrong.
Yeah, I saw it. Of course, it's wrong. The fact is, you should lose your job over something like that.
That's right.
I mean, that's something you just don't do. I mean, that's, you do something like that, you go there, you should lose your job. It's
right.
Done. You know, there needs to be repercussions for this type of stuff, and they won't. I mean, I saw that there was an apology. I've got to go watch the thing. I was reading about it this morning and what happened.
Right.
But Chuck Todd should lose his job. I mean, again, these people do this stuff and, they continue on. It's pretty sad.
Mm-hmm. So to help out the farmers, the president's going to buy $3 billion in surplus farm products, and Senator Rubio is now pushing the Buy American legislation he's going to put through to revamp the economy. Buy American first, whenever and wherever. We should have been doing that to begin with.
Should have been doing that for a while. I have to see, what that legislation entails when it comes to farmers and what's going on. Boy, oh boy, this is a real heads up and just how ridiculous our supply chains are and just how dumb they are. It really is sad. We got shelves open in certain grocery stores and we're throwing away food. Pathetic.
You're right. Millions of dollars worth of food. All right, we'll let you go. Catch you tomorrow morning. We'll talk probably about what you saw today when you take a look at that.
Oh, I lost you there for a second.
All right.
Good one,
all right, thanks. That's Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, you forgot to ask him how cold it was up there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.